Avoiding predatory lenders is one topic for a new Spanish-language soap opera. Telenovelas usually deal with love triangles and deceit, but this new show includes personal finance issues for first-generation Hispanic immigrants. NPR's Jennifer Ludden traveled to North Carolina to see the show being produced.
Yes. In English?
A production crew is crammed into a second-floor office in a suburban home in Durham, preparing to shoot its next sequence for Nuestro Barrio. The title means Our Neighborhood.
I drew little pictures beside each line so you could follow along.
Show producer and director Dilsey Davis doesn't speak Spanish, so her scripts are translated, and assistants help give direction to those actors who don't speak fluent English. Davis explains the dilemma of this scene's character, Pedro Torres.
He was laid off of his jobs, and he's a little bit behind on his mortgage payments. So the bank is calling him, and he's avoiding talking with the lender.
5A.1, take 2.
All right, here we go again. Action.
Pedro glances at a bank notice, tosses it in the trash, and then, the sound will be added later, the phone rings.
Hello?
Pedro Torres? No está aquí.
This scene shows what not to do if you have money troubles. Other plot lines have characters figuring out how to open a bank account and establish good credit. These are the normally dry issues near and dear to this telenovela's unusual production company. It's the Community Reinvestment Association of North Carolina. Executive Director Peter Skillern says the soap is set in a sleepy southern town, reflecting the boom in the region's Latino population.
You're finding, you know, what is it like to get a divorce, or what is it like to buy a home? The acculturation of the young teenager who wants to be accepted as American rather than Mexican. And we think that it's going to speak to people, speak to their experience, more so than colonial set romance in Central America. That's the primary fear of telenovelas now.
Adivina qué.
¿Qué?
Fui al club anoche y me divertí muchísimo.
The final product has beautiful people, eye candy, Skillern calls them, in tortured relationships. Some scenes can feel a bit didactic, but the romantic twists pull you in. And no worry if you don't speak Spanish, there are English subtitles. The show's marketer, Martina Guzman, says she first pitched the soap opera to Spanish-language networks, but they wanted more control, and the producers worried the educational part of their plot would get watered down. So Guzman has traveled the country, persuading program directors at English-language TV stations to add this to their lineup.
I think that it's sort of like a new time for American television, and at the rate the Hispanic community is growing, I think a lot of the managers and the program directors are sort of visionary, so to say, and they've taken a chance.
Have you had a program director kind of look at you like you're kidding?
We have. You know, we met a program director in Atlanta that said, well, oh, yeah, Latinos, I see them everywhere. I see them at the bus stop, but maybe this show's not for us. And I remember walking away thinking, you know, it's right in front of him and he doesn't see it.
In Durham, Neil Davis at WB Channel 22 says public service is great, but the show's also good for business.
A lot of our advertisers have budgets set aside specifically for Hispanics. So by adding a show that, if it does a good rating, we have the opportunity to dig into some advertiser dollars that we wouldn't normally have the opportunity to get.
Davis is counting on what he calls a guerrilla marketing campaign to bring Hispanic viewers to him. The Community Reinvestment Association is putting out flyers at Latino stores and sending its actors to appearances at shopping malls and on Spanish radio. At the largest Mexican grocery store in Durham, co-owner Rosalia Flores says she hasn't had time to watch the new show, but she's heard of it and thinks it's a good idea.
Bueno, yo tuve una experiencia hace 10 años.
Flores says 10 years ago she bought her first house in California, but the mortgage payments weren't what the lender promised. We lost everything, she says, and ended up selling the house for thousands less. Nuestro Barrio is to be broadcast across the South by July, and its producers hope in the Southwest and select northern cities by fall. If it's successful, producer Dilsey Davis says there are plenty more issues to work into future episodes.
When we did a preview screening at the Carolina Theater, we had over 400 people come out and we did a survey. And one of the issues that came up, which was somewhat surprising, was that domestic violence was an issue that the community said they wanted to address. So we'd really like to focus on that in the next season, and also dealing with working at construction sites, safety issues, those kinds of things.
All, of course, woven around new loves, dark secrets, and heartbreak. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.